Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Esperanza Spalding. Her name means hope, and her talent is amazing. Picture to yourself a singing bass player with a beautiful sound and a wonderful rhythmic feeling. In a word, that's Esperanza. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Excellent, excellent. It's good to be here
with you. I'm so glad you could come. And it's amazing that you started to play an instrument when you were four. Why did you pick the violin? Was it just lying on the floor or something?
Yeah, it was in the trash. And I actually saw a program on television, and it was a cello player who I saw. But in my mind, as a four-year-old, I thought that it was a violin. So I asked my mother if she could get a violin for me. And she found a program in my hometown that offered free instruments to students. And that's how I came, that's really how I began music in that way, yeah.
That's amazing. And you taught yourself to play?
Yeah, I would go every Monday to a chamber orchestra for young people, but they didn't offer lessons. So I would get some instruction there. And then the rest I would just try to figure out, much, I'm sure, to the chagrin of my mother, poor her, because I remember being about 6 or 7 in the living room, you know, practicing. And it sounds terrible when you start, you know, but she was very patient. And later in my years as a violinist, I got some private instruction, but at the beginning it was just scratch, scratch, try to figure it out.
Boy, your mother did an awful lot to help you along, but you certainly were determined to play, weren't you?
Yes, definitely.
That's what you wanted to do.
Definitely so. I didn't know what instrument I wanted to play. You know, I went through so many instruments, but the music was there. You know, I had like a great hunger to play. I didn't know what I wanted to play, and whatever instrument would be in front of me, I'd try to play. But I guess I knew pretty young that I needed to do some kind of music for myself. You know, I had a hunger for it always.
That's interesting. You say, I had a great hunger to play. And you're doing it. Are you still hungry?
Yeah, hungrier than ever. It's like the never-ending, I don't know, the bottomless pit, I guess. I'm never satiated, you know.
Well, we've talked about it a lot now. You are going to play something.
Yes. And I brought with me Leonardo Genovese, my pianist, who will accompany me while I sing and play Jazz Ain't Nothing But Soul. This is written by Betty Carter.
Jazz is making do with taters and grits, standing up each time you get hit. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. Jazz is living high off nickels and dimes, telling folks about what's on your mind. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. Trumpets, basses, saxophones, rhythm making love, people wearing fancy clothes. It's the voice of my people. For me, jazz is all the truth to be found of a man who's putting it down. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. Mm-hmm. of my people. It's the voice of my people. For me, jazz is all the truth to be found. Never mind who's putting it down.
Well, that was a pretty startling opening. It was full of vim and vigor. It was terrific.
Thank you so much.
So, to get on with your career, I mean, obviously you got bigger and older and you took some lessons and went to play in an orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I played, of course I started when I was young. At like a very entry-level group. It was just a small chamber orchestra that was specifically targeted for very young children who had just started playing. And I was with that organization who facilitated the group for 11 years.
My goodness, you must have learned a lot during that time.
Yes, definitely. It was incredible. I mean, by the time I left them, I was 15. And we were playing, you know, pretty advanced orchestral work. So It was definitely a good evolution.
And then you decided to go to Berkeley. You figured that was the place to go?
Yes. I honestly didn't know very much about it until I got there. But a teacher of mine in Portland suggested that I go. And when I got out there, it was incredible. It happened right at a time in my life that it kicked me up to the next level. It was incredible. I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Was it a good time at Berkeley?
Yeah, it was very good. I think I spent more time doing other things in Boston, you know, just as far as music goes, than being in class. But the opportunities that the school provided, you know, opportunities to meet people, that's where I met my piano player, Leo. It was just incredible. It was an incredible experience, yeah.
So how long did you stay at Berkeley?
3 years, yeah, 3 years. I had been at a university before, so I was a little bit prepared. But 3 years in the school, mm-hmm. And then a couple years after that, just hanging around Boston like a bum, you know.
I couldn't imagine you being like a bum.
With my bass case, you know, on my back, you know.
Standing on the street corner.
Yeah, just on the corner.
With the bass.
Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
Yeah, I'm sure. I see you as a mischievous bass player.
What gives you that impression? I'm so nice. No, but I am quite mischievous, actually.
But you're very serious about the bass.
Yeah, definitely. I am. I feel actually more connected with that instrument than with the singing. Though for me, the singing is a lot easier, of course, because there's not as much technical facility involved, I guess, for me. But I hope in 5-10 years, I'll be one of the top bassists around. It's really important to me.
And you'll still be a young, mischievous chick.
I don't think that's ever going to change, I think, fortunately or unfortunately.
I want to hear another tune.
Okay.
Whether it be bass, singing, or whatever.
All right. I will sing and play something.
All right.
This is Midnight Sun. It's a little different, though, the arrangement.
Is this the Midnight Sun by Lionel Hampton?
The one, yeah.
I love that tune.
Okay, good. I hope you like this because it's a little crazy. It's a little mischievous, I think, as you would say. It's different, but
okay.
Same melody. Same
melody. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice,
all in the summer nights. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy high. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight, and I saw the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me, or was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me, or was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale, and I saw the midnight sun. Was this such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But ever you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve, on my sleeve. The thrill of it made winter to an ember, and stars may forget to shine. We may see the meadow in December, icy white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine. And I saw the midnight sun. 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 I saw the midnight sun.
That's quite a tune to pick. To sing and play the bass at the same time. It comes out as sounding very original.
Good. Well,
is that what you intended?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you got it then. Well, there's more to come with my guests. Esperanza Spalding. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Now you've sung a song and played the bass. How about you and I do something?
That would like, be fine.
What would be a good song?
We could do Just Friends.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, between you and me, I thought we did darn well on that tune.
Agreed. It's great to play with you. Incredible.
Thank you. I wasn't really looking for a compliment, but
it's okay. You found one.
It's fun though when you meet someone and you've never played with them before, and it comes off. Mm-hmm. That's a good feeling, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. It's beautiful.
Well, just because you've been so complimentary, I'll just take it a step further and play a tune, a solo for you.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine with me.
I think I'll make up a tune for you.
I'm honored. I'm honored.
Here it goes. Thank you.
That was incredible. That was unbelievable. That was incredible. I don't know what to say. I'm just really moved.
Well, thank you. I wanted to do something you would like, and I guess I did.
You absolutely did. I feel like if you were trying to capture aspects of my personality, you certainly did.
I was trying to.
You certainly did. That was incredible. I don't really have good words to say, and I'm smiling too much to form my words correctly. But thank you for
playing. Oh, listen, enough. I'm getting red in the face.
Okay.
Well, we'll have more in just a minute with Esperanza Spalding. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. What song are you going to do, and is Leo going to do it with you?
Yes, I think we'll do our version of Body and Soul now.
Oh, that's going to be... It's amazing how these songs last. That song has been around for so many years, and I love it just as much, and I'm looking forward to hearing you guys do it.
Well,
so... Wail on.
Wail on, we will do.
Had a long
Well, that is a wild version of Body and Soul.
Yes.
And that reminded me of Betty Carter a little bit.
Really?
Yes. And I just wondered about how long would it take you to think that out and put it together and work it out with Leo?
Well, gosh, it's hard to say because we've been playing it for quite a while. And I think we had the idea to do that vamp, that bass line.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, and actually I have a friend who plays that song in five. Like, that was actually in five. So, and then I don't know why I wanted to sing it. I don't know. But I just said, hey, let's try it. And I think I don't mind if the first couple of times it's rough. I like to just start and try to do something. So we started like that. And we've been playing it for a few years now. So it feels easy. But I don't remember what it was like at the beginning. Probably pretty rusty. I don't really remember.
But now you've got into it.
Yeah, now it feels very comfortable.
And it was played that way, too. Mm. It seemed very comfortable.
It does. It feels well, and it helps to have, you know, someone amazing accompany us like Leo.
Yeah.
You know.
And he played very interesting things on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm next to him so I can listen to him and watch him at the same time. Well, it would be nice if you and I did something.
And I'll sing on this one.
That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Although you're sort of having a lot of faith by having me play for you.
I have complete faith in you. Complete faith.
And you picked such a lovely tune. I think Prelude to a Kiss is one of the best Ellington tunes.
One of my favorites, for sure. Yeah.
If you hear a song in blue, like a flower crying for the dew, that was my heart serenading you, my prelude to a kiss. If you hear a song that grows from my tender sentimental woes, that was my heart trying to compose this prelude to a kiss. Though it's just a simple melody with nothing fancy, nothing much, we could turn it to a symphony, a Schubert tune with a Gershwin. Within your eyes, my love is a prelude that never dies, a prelude to a kiss. Thank you. the tenderness within your eyes, my love, is a prelude that never dies. This prelude to a kiss, a kiss.
Well, it came off beautifully.
Success is ours.
Well, yes. Because you love the song, so it's got to come off well.
Right. Good philosophy.
And I spent a time trying to play chords that wouldn't get in your way.
Mm.
And thinking to myself, now what would Duke do if he was playing this?
It was beautiful. We found some nice places. I would love to hear you play something solo again. That was so beautiful.
Well, we seem to have Duke Ellington in the air.
Mm.
He wrote what I consider a weird song called Clothed Woman. I'll try that for you.
Beautiful.
So here goes.
Love that song. It's more of an obscure Ellington piece, but it's amazing, that melody.
Thank you.
So nice.
Well, there's more music in a minute with Esperanza Spalding. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, I'd love to hear some more music. What have you got on your little list tucked away?
I wanted to do a composition by Leo, actually. He wrote this song. He brought it to my house casually. And then I said, give me that song. We're going to... And we started playing it ever since. It's called Blue Ink because the copy that I made, I only had blue ink in my printer. So it came out blue. So this is Blue Ink.
That's a good title.
It is a good title. Thank you.
Well, that song was a great tune and well named. You got it all over your fingers. No, I enjoyed that, and it's a shame because we only have one more tune to do. And I hate particularly to be doing the last tune when I've had so much fun today. I hope you have.
Absolutely. This is incredible. Thank you so much for inviting us in.
Well, what would you like to do for the last tune?
Well, we've been talking a lot about Betty Carter, and I actually have one more tune that she also does, but it was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And this is Look No Further. I'm not sure what it's from, which musical, but it's a great little tune. I think it's a nice tune to end with, too. So
it's got a good title, and it's going to be a perfect tune to end the show with.
Beautiful. Let's hope so.
I just know it is. And I loved having you both.
Thank you. It was such a joy, really. Incredible. And it's incredible to be in your presence. You're superwoman.
Thank you.
Look no further, be still, don't move an inch away. Stay with one who loves you, look no further, dear. No more searching, that's through, this is the journey's end. Friend has turned to lover, look no further, dear. Why must me wander, heaven isn't far. Rest where you are, I'm the brightest star. Can't you see me? Right here, making you all complete. Sweet it is to love you, look no further, dear.
you did pick a good song, and it has Rodgers and Hammerstein in it, and it has Betty Carter in it, and it has you two, which is best of all. And thank you for being here and ending up such jollity and verve.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Esperanza Spalding. Join us each week at this time as Piano Jazz brings you conversation and improvisation with other outstanding artists. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, engineering intern Dale Anderson, production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR, and from Jazz Times Magazine. Since 1970, delivering jazz news, insight, and opinion at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. And by the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.